Welcome to Call to Freedom with Barbara Carmack. This is Jimmy Lakey, and I'm delighted that you are joining us for this half hour. You can reach Call to Freedom at Box 370-367, Denver, Colorado, 80237, or by going to the website at www.freedomstreet.org. If you want to leave a message or order a Word-powered daily reading Bible guide or a Freedom Street Express newsletter, you can call us toll-free at 1-877-917-7256 and leave your name and address, including your zip code. Now, let's join Barbara in the studio.
Oh, welcome to Call to Freedom. Thank you for tuning in, for just getting the radio, tuning that in, and joining us. It's just wonderful to have you. I have the knowledge and the knowing that you are listening with me. You're my friend. And I don't know how else to express it. Oh, the grace of our Lord has poured out on you abundantly, along with the faith and love that are in Christ Jesus. I pray that you will feel his love around you right now, just like warm honey. I don't know how warm honey feels, but just like I can envision warm honey feeling. Well, you've had honey on your finger, or as you've eaten a peanut butter and honey sandwich. But, oh, I'm asking the Lord to show you and help you to realize how close he is to you. And thank you for your wonderful attention to Call to Freedom. Sometimes we just get so apathetic and into something new every second of every day that we don't go back to the people that have been reliable and faithful. And I have to do the same thing. Who do I give to this month? Or am I still enjoying this program? And so we have to go through all of that, all those little scenarios. So I just appreciate so much you joining in. And if you would like to listen to programs, you can go to freedomstreet.org, go to resources, and click on radio show. And there you can hear the shows. We title them. And Rachel posts it online, and then I give it a title. So I just want you to know you are in our thoughts, and we think of you. Praise the Lord. I want to give a shout out to Jonathan. Happy birthday. He's my grandson. He's 25. Whoa, grandson, 25. And happy birthday, John. Oh, you are loved and you are blessed. And we are blessed to dispense, for in him we live and move and have our being. And I include myself in that, folks. I really do. I hope you are praying daily for our president. He is number one on the Islamic hit list. And we must continually ask the Lord for divine protection from the mighty angels of the Lord and that holy dome that keeps God's family protected from the enemy. I really believe there's a dome, just like over Israel. So I would recommend that you get a piece of paper devoted to praying for the president, just a piece of paper or even the back of an envelope with scripture to help you pray and quote every day. And this is where a power pack can come in really handy. And I wanted to tell you that Chris, the webmaster, is putting up a place where you will be able to order a power pack, either in the cassette case or with the acrylic binding. I'm just trying to think of, he will tell me, and then I will give you a heads up when that happens. So sorry, I'm trying to think while I'm talking, and that doesn't work out very well. I'm continuing with praying for President Trump. You heard that he came back from the summit meeting with the Middle Eastern nations in the old Air Force One plane because it had been built with extra protection and security. And his gift from Qatar didn't have that. I don't believe it did. And I believe that's why they were encouraging him to come back to America with the old Air Force One, which I'm sure is just absolutely elaborate. And probably that's why he wants the ballroom built as quickly as it is being built. Because it helps him, it gives him extra confidence. And what if you thought that people were shooting at you and wanting you dead? You'd want some protection around you. Oh, he that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. That's what I, that's one of the verses I want you to go to. Psalm, put that on your little list for President Trump. Psalm 91. He that dwelleth in the secret place. We're praying that God will put that wonderful holy dome over the president and that his angels will give him, will have charge over the president. Also, you can go to Isaiah 54:17, that no weapon formed against President Trump shall prosper. Put his name in there, and every tongue that accuses him in judgment. Who condemns? We condemn. We condemn that in our prayers. We're condemning those words. We're taking, tearing them down in Jesus' name. And so we just want to know, friend, that God is blessing him and blessing you. And he has strong, God has strong words of defense and promise. He really, for his people? Oh, absolutely he does. Our memory verse for this week is 2 Thessalonians 3:16. I'm reading from the Message. May the Master of Peace himself give you the gift of getting along with each other at all times, in all ways. May the Master be truly among you. And from the Passion, 2 Thessalonians 3:16. Now may the Lord himself, the Lord of peace. Who is our peace? Jehovah Shalom. He is our peace. Pour into you his peace in every circumstance and in every possible way. The Lord's tangible presence. See, that's what I was asking God for in earlier on in this program. May the Lord's tangible presence be with you, and may the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you all. Oh, what a beautiful verse of scripture. That's 2 Thessalonians 3:16. We've never had that one before, and so many verses of scripture. And I'm happy that Holy Spirit said, this is it. This is it, Barbara. Well, yesterday I was comparing King Ahab with Paul the Apostle. And I want you to know that they were both Jewish in birth. Paul was from the tribe of Benjamin. I believe Ahab was from the tribe of Issachar, or I think that's it. And Paul was zealous for Saul was zealous for winning popularity. And you know the story in Acts when Stephen was stoned and Saul proudly stood by and watched. And Saul was humbled in that one experience on the road to Damascus, which changed his life. He became a man after the ways of God and wanted more than anything else to please the Lord. He wanted more than anything else to please Jezebel. Paul was looking beyond what he would attain here on the earth. He looked to the future, and he did so while he was a prisoner in Rome, ready to be executed. With people always in mind, what did Ahab have in mind? Himself. Selfish man, really selfish man. And that's why yesterday I was saying that the dogs by prophecy from Elijah, he prophesied that the dogs would lick the blood of Ahab. They did that, and they also licked the blood of Jezebel. You just don't win. You just don't win when you're serving the devil, because that scripture in John 10:10 is so true. He came to kill, steal, and destroy, and he'll do it any way he can. Don't give him even a crack open for him to come in. Well, let's look. Paul was looking into the future, and when he was writing this letter to Colossae, the people and the brothers and sisters in Colossae, and it's Colossians 1. Paul was a prisoner, and he says, Paul, an apostle, special messenger, personally chosen representative of Christ Jesus, the Messiah, the anointed one, by the will of God. The will of God that he would be a prisoner? See, he wasn't asking questions. God, why am I in this situation? God, why am I here? God, what brought this about? God, how can you do this? No, he never asked those kinds of questions. We give thanks to God, the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. This is from Colossians 1. As we pray always for you, verse 4. For we have heard of your faith in Christ Jesus, how you lean on him with absolute confidence in his power, wisdom, and goodness, and of the unselfish love which you have for all the saints, God's people, because of the confident hope of experience that which is reserved and waiting for you in heaven. Praise God. You previously heard of this hope in the message of truth, the gospel of salvation, which has come to you. Indeed, just as in the whole world the gospel is constantly bearing fruit and spreading by God's power, just as it has been doing among you ever since the day you first heard of it and understood the grace of God in truth and becoming thoroughly acquainted with it. Thoroughly acquainted with it, folks. You are acquainted more with the world. You are acquainted more with the Word of God, than the world around you. You are more acquainted with the Word of God than knowing every actor's and actress's name, by knowing everything on social media, every factoid. You know more about the Word of God than anything in the world. And that's what Paul is saying here, becoming thoroughly acquainted with the good news. For this reason, since the day we heard about it, we have not stopped praying for you, asking specifically that you may be filled with the knowledge of His will in all spiritual wisdom. Don't you want that? You want all spiritual wisdom so that you can say, Father, do I need to rent this place? Or Father, do you want me to get a new car because your car is broken down and you have to take it to the shop all the time? God, do you want me to get a new car? He will come back and tell you. He will do that when you ask Him. And then you can go deeper. Well, should I be paying? What should I be paying? Shall I try to pay it in cash, or shall I get a little loan and then I can get a better car? See, we can ask Him those questions and He will tell us, absolutely will. So Paul is saying here, we have not stopped praying for you, asking specifically that you may be filled with the knowledge of His will in all wisdom, all spiritual wisdom, and in understanding of spiritual things. This is what I'm praying for you, so that you will be so you will walk in a manner worthy of the Lord, displaying admirable character, moral courage, and personal integrity to please Him in all things, bearing fruit in every good work and steadily growing in the knowledge of God with deeper faith, clearer insight, and fervent love for His precepts. Did you hear that? Bearing fruit in every good work and steadily growing in the knowledge of God. So we're bearing fruit with every good work, not grudging, not paying it back, not wanting to go smack somebody. No, we are doing it with good work, wishing the very best for even our enemies, and steadily growing in the knowledge of God. See, this is a process, folks. This is a process of sanctification. And we pray that you may be strengthened and invigorated with all power according to His glorious might, to attain every kind of endurance and patience with joy, giving thanks to the Father who has qualified us to share in the inheritance of the saints. God calls us His saints, God's people, walking in the light. You are a saint. I am a saint. Well, we're not the saints like the Catholics. I don't want to be that kind of saint. I want to give all the glory and all the credit to God. Don't you? Oh, yes, I do. So we are His holy people. Maybe that's better. We are His holy people. Praise the Lord. Verse 13 of Colossians 1, for He has rescued us and has drawn us to Himself from the dominion of darkness. And 1 Peter 2:7 tells us He has called us out of darkness into His marvelous light and has transferred us to the kingdom of His beloved Son, in whom we have redemption, the forgiveness of our sins, and the cancellation of sin's penalty. See, what if there was no cancellation by Jesus' sacrifice and salvation? What if there was none of that? We would be in hell. That's right. That's the penalty of sin, is hell. He is the exact living image manifested and of the unseen God. He is the exact image of the unseen God. I'm going to read that again. Oh, praise the Lord. He is the exact living image. And this is verse 15 of Colossians 1. He is exact living image and manifestation of the unseen God, the visible representation of the invisible, the firstborn, the preeminent one, the sovereign, and the originator of all creation. Now, John was writing in John 1, verse 1. It says, in the beginning was the Word. In the beginning, very beginning with God, and the Word was with God. And what does the next little line say? And the Word was God. So He is the physical manifestation of our unseen God. Do you remember reading John 14 when Philip said to Jesus, Lord, show us the Father that will be enough for us. They'd been with Jesus now for a while, and he says, show us the Father that will be enough for us, and we will be satisfied. Jesus said, have you been so long with me, and yet you have not to come to know me, Philip? He who has seen me has seen the Father. How do you say, show us the Father, when the Father is right here in front of you? Oh, we of little faith, continuing in Colossians 1, verse 16, for in him and by him all things were created in heaven and on earth. In heaven and on earth. Praise the Lord. Jesus created the world alongside God. He really did. Oh, whether things visible or invisible, whether thrones or dominions or rulers or authorities, all things were created and exist through him and for him. And he himself existed and is before all things, and in him all things hold together. He holds together every little cell in your body. Did you know that? It's called luminin, and it's got a cross design in every little cell, giving you an idea that Jesus is in every little cell in your body. In him we live and move and have our being. Oh, that's verse 17. I got to read that again, of Colossians 1. And he himself existed and is before all things, and in him all things hold together. He is the controlling cohesive force of the universe. Jesus is the controlling cohesive force of the universe. He is also the head, life source, and the leader of the body, the church. And he is the beginning, the firstborn from the dead, so that he himself will occupy the first place. He deserves it. He died for us on the cross, naked on a cross. And I want to tell you one thing more. He died of a broken heart. It wasn't all the pain. It wasn't that he was hanging on a cross, bleeding profusely. No, he died of a broken heart. And it's such a beautiful thing to know that when we die to a dream, even in this world, in this earth, in where we're living, if you've had a dream and you feel like it's dead, let that dream die. God's going to raise up for you a better one, an absolutely much better one. I remember when I was keeping the store open for I don't know what reason, when John Wells Music Center, after John died, and he died in February, I kept the business open till October. And I realized that there was no hope. Getting into July and August of that year after John died, there was no hope in me bringing a success to this piano and organ business, because one man, John Wells, was the salesman and the president, and he was the one who demonstrated all the pianos and organs. I didn't have a chance. And at that point, I was grieving. I was grieving. Praise God that after all these years, 36 years, I can say, thank you, Lord Jesus, full of joy. And I realized my vision, our dream, is dead. And God said, I will raise you up and raise up another vision. So remember, with God, all things are possible. He is the beginning, Jesus, the firstborn from the bed, from the dead. He is the beginning, the firstborn from the dead, so that he himself will occupy the first place. He stands supreme and preeminent in everything. Verse 19 of Colossians 1, for it pleased the Father, it pleased God himself, for all the fullness of deity, the sum total of his essence, all his perfection, powers, and attributes to dwell permanently in him, the Son, and through the life of the Son to reconcile all things to himself. That means that we had a separation from the Garden of Eden. We were separated from God, and it's called enmity. It's a division. And so we know that there was a division between us and between God. And through the life of Jesus, he reconciled all things to himself, making peace with believers through the blood of his cross. He is our peace who has broken down every wall of division and strife. We who were hostile in nature toward him, participating in evil things, yet Christ has now reconciled you to God in his physical body through death in order to present you before the Father, holy and blameless and beyond reproach, just as if we had not sinned. Is that not beautiful? Oh, that makes me just want to jump up and down here in the studio. He will do this if you continue in the faith, well-grounded and steadfast, and not shifting back and forth with a confident hope that is the result of the gospel that you have heard, which was proclaimed in all creation under heaven, and of which I, Paul, was a minister. Hallelujah. Our ministry to people is not in vain, folks. Our ministry to people is precious. And God is going to restore and renew and reconcile things that we couldn't even imagine. He's going to do it. Verse 24 of Colossians 1. Oh, Colossians, tomorrow I'm probably going to do Colossians 2, because Colossians is such a beautiful book about Jesus. Ephesians focuses on the church, the body of Christ, and Colossians focuses on Jesus. So here in verse 24, now I rejoice in my sufferings on your behalf, and with my own body I supplement whatever is lacking on our part, as Christ's afflictions on behalf of his body, which is the church. In this church I was made a minister according to the stewardship which God entrusted to me for your sake, so that I might make the word of God fully known to you. Why have I been on the air for 30 years? So we could make the word of God known to you and get you excited about the word of God and being in the word. That is the mystery which was hidden from angels and mankind for ages and generations, but has now been revealed to his saints, God's people. What is this mystery? What is the mystery that God talks about several times? Let's read it in the 27th verse of Colossians 1. God in his eternal plan chose to make known to them how great for the Gentiles are the riches of the glory of this mystery. And here is the mystery, which is in Christ, in you, and among you, the hope and guarantee of realizing the glory. Christ in you, the hope of glory, that is revealed in Gentiles as well as the Jewish people. Folks, this was unheard of. The Jewish people thought they had an exclusive, and here comes God in the wonderful age of grace, our Lord Jesus, full of grace and truth, in the age of grace that says, no, I believe there is another group of people, and we're going to bring them to the knowledge of the glory of God, as well as the Jewish people, my precious chosen people. Oh, what a beautiful realization. Christ in you, the hope of glory, both Gentile and Jew. We proclaim him, warning and instructing everyone in all wisdom, that is, with comprehensive insight into the word and purposes of God, so that we may present every person complete in Christ, mature, fully trained, and perfect in him, the anointed one. For this I labor often to the point of exhaustion. And this is Paul speaking, striving with his power and energy, which so gently and greatly works within me. Gently and greatly works within you also. He who began a good work in you will be able to perfect and complete that work in you by his grace. Colossians 2 is beginning in tomorrow. And it's just so important, friend, to know that we have a God who has figured all of this out. Yep, he has figured every little detail, every little letter, every little number. He has figured it all out. He is the brilliant behind-the-scenes webmaster, M, capital M, webmaster. And we need to acknowledge him and thank him and praise him. We are the people and the sheep of his pasture. So we give him the glory and the honor and the praise for what he has done for us. Oh, it's so glorious to know that every day as I wake up, no matter what the circumstances are, if we have rain or we don't have rain, I want to be kind of like Elijah. in 1 Kings 17 when he proclaimed and declared there would be no rain for 3.5 years. There was no rain. I don't want that to happen here, and I don't want that to happen in your state. But for 3.5 years, God blessed them and prospered them and gave them provision. We need to know that God is going to take care of you. He's going to prosper you. He's going to give you his provision. And your need, every need is going to be met. I want you to know that. Every need is going to be met in Jesus' name. So it's been so good to be with you. God bless you. I don't know if Kimberly's going to be here tomorrow or not, but I will let her know. She's just at the end of her 10-day retreat that she was on. So we will hear from her in the future. God bless you and keep you. And take joy.
Thank you for listening to Call to Freedom with Barbara Carmack. You may get in touch with Barbara at Call to Freedom, Box 370-367, Denver, Colorado, 80237. Or you may leave your message at 1-877-917-7256. Call to Freedom is a listener-supported radio ministry. Barbara and her power partners invite you to come on board with us and become a network of hands holding up Call to Freedom ministry. Power partners support Call to Freedom with prayer and monthly financial support. You will be blessed supernaturally. We invite you to visit Call to Freedom's website, www.freedomstreet.org, where you can hear Barbara's daily radio broadcast 24 hours a day or order materials. You may share your praise reports and heart cries by mailing them to Call to Freedom, Box 370-367, Denver, Colorado, 80237, or you may email us at barbaracarmack@freedomstreet.org. Until next time, remember, Jesus loves you, Barbara loves you, and take joy.